sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolesine mhlaka 16 kuZibandlela 2025 ngokwakancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Uthambo Muyozo wesenza umsebenzi weCabinet. Angiboni ukuthi bazafana lama cabinet members ama administrations adlulileyo.
Idale leSenate liqhubekela phambili likhulumisana labakhethwe ngumnumzana Donald Trump ukuba ingxenye yedale leCabinet yakhe.
Masikhangela umnumzana Trump, inumber of billionaires kwele Melika iqanse kakhulu ngaphansi kombuso wakhe. So ngibone ngathi umnumzana Trump ungani lama-positives.
Isizalwane zeZimbabwe zile mibono etshiyeneyo ngokuza kwenziwa ngumnumzana Donald Trump okhangelela ukugcotshwa ngomvulo ukuba ngumongameli omutsha weMelika. Sokulungiselela uhlelo lokuhlolisisa umbhuqazwe wegugrawundi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Idale leSenate liqhubekela phambili likhulumisana labakhethwe ngumnumzana Donald Trump ukuba ingxenye yedale leCabinet yakhe. Okhethwe nguTrump ukuba ngumphathi ntambo indaba zekhaya, umnumzana Doug Burgum namuhla ukhulumisana labaphethe uhlangothi lwezomlilo lezemvelo, iSenate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources. Asebelikhulumisane lelihlanganiso ezitshiyeneyo zeSenate bagoqela umnumzana Marco Rubio ocelwe nguTrump ukuba akhokele uhlangothi lukarhulumente olubona ukudlelana lamanye amazwe olwe-US State Department. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele umnumzana Washington Jamela olandela ezombusazwe ekhonapha eMelika.
UTrump Muyozo wesenza umsebenzi weCabinet. Angiboni ukuthi bazafana lama cabinet members ama administrations adlulileyo ukuthi bebesenza ama decisions bemebodwa and then kube decision ka cabinet minister ka secretary law, like uBlinken kunje nje nguye obesenza ama negotiations njalo futhi singakhangela kakhulu ku Department of Justice. So uPam Bondi uzabe esenza okufunwa nguTrump, so akula decision azoyenza independently ngaphandle kuka mongameli.
Baba Jamela, ubone ngazani laba abanye abakhethwe ngumnumzana Trump kambe baza kuthuthukisa umnotho yini welizwe lweMelika?
Hayi, okomnotho ngibona ngani bazozama noma nje eqinisweni umnotho welizwe, ilizwe right now liyaqhubeka liyaphambili vele umongameli uBiden ulishiye sezendleleni eqondileyo noma intengo yezinto isasephezulu.
Lo ngumnumzana Washington Jamela olandela zombusazwe eChicago khonapha eMelika. Iningi labantu eZimbabwe liveza imibono etshiyeneyo ngomnumzana Donald Trump okhangelelwe ukugcotshwa ukuba ngumongameli weMelika ngeviki ezayo eWashington DC. Intatheli zindaba yeStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Spanda uxoxela abanye babo ekobulawa.
Umhlaba wonke ukhalele ukuthi uTrump usethatha intambo kwesibili uzabusa njani. Umnumzana Zwelethu Mhlanga uthi uTrump kathanda abantu bezwakazile eAfrica.
Kungawuthokozisa hlezi umhlaba wonke, kodwa engxenye thina esikunanzelelayo njengama-Africans ukuthi ubaba lo kungenzeka ukuthi abe engasithandi ngokunanzelela kwami. Angiboni ukuthi sizathola okuningi okuvelele e-America, kodwa ingxenye kungaba kuyi-political mileage esayidini lakhe yena, ingxenye labamsekelayo. But thina ezama-Zimbabweans angiboni kakhulu ngokunanzelela ukuthi isikhathi esiningi siphila kwi-economy ebuhlungu, kodwa kazikaze sithole uncedo oluvelele America direct to us.
Unkosikazi Samuel Zodube uthi wesabela abantu abansundu ngaphansi kombuzo kaTrump.
Ukungena kukaTrump mbona ngani omama labantwana bazabandlululwa kakhulu, ikakhulu iziphepheli labantu abamnyama ngoba uTrump engumuntu olobandlululo kakhulu.
Umahlekisa olodumo omdawini Sibanda Chuma uthi kukhona okuhle ngoDonald Trump.
Kulento engithanda ukuthi ikhulume ngoDonald Trump, yeah. Otherwise, elsewhere, the guy is good because he's got boldness and a leader. And when a leader believes what he believes in, and he pushes it. And but Trump, when into one and I in turn, you know, connoquit of Funama foreigners. They listen, the Gankulunku, we are one people created in the image of God. You've got to coexist. I go pay la conap. I'm a Luisa conaposi.
Umnumzana afuna indimande ugcizela amazwi kaMdawane esithi uTrump wazi kakhulu ezomnotho.
Xa sikhangela umnumzana Trump, inumber of billionaires kwele Melika iqanse kakhulu ngaphansi kombuso wakhe. So ngibone ngathi umnumzana Trump unganilama positives amaningi kakhulu. Njalo kumazwe aseAfrika singabona mhlawumbe labo sebethola uncedo lungekho attached to izinto ezifana labo LGBTQ ukuthi kumele bavumelane lalezi yazinto.
Abanye bathi abanalwazi olujuleyo ngoTrump. Mnumzana Dry Jean Moyo uthi kakwazi ukuthi uzanceda njani eleZimbabwe.
America sinomongameli omutsha but anginasho ukuthi uzasincedisa thina lapha eZimbabwe.
Ohlaziya ezombusazwe ezimele umnumzana Greater Sibanda uthi impilo zabantu zizajintsha ikakhulu kulabo abafuna ukuyahlala eMelika.
Ngibona ikakhulukazi laba abangela maphepha, ngibonakani impilo yabo iza kuba nzima kakhulu. Lalaba abafuna ukungena kathese eMelika, ngibonani kuza kuba nzima kakhulu. Yeah, mbonani uza kuba nzima kakhulu ngoba indoda efuna izinto zayo, indoda efuna amandla kakhulu, indoda efuna ukubonakala ukuthi khona. So mbonani kuzokuba nzima kakhulu. Sikhangele njalo le zimpile zeze Ukraine, Russia, mbonani hayi zizaqala ukwehla sibili nxa ngibona embusweni kaTrump.
UTrump oyebandlala ama-Republicans wanqoba unkosikazi Kamala Harris wama-Democrats kukhetho lwaqhutshwa ngolwezi ngomnyaka odlulileyo, njalo uthatha amatomi kumnumzana Joe Biden. Ngikobulawayo ngimela isido 7 igama namuyenzi Jesus Banda.
Nansi isaziso balaleli be-Studio 7. Ngomvulo ntambama kusukela ngo-7 PM kusiya fika u-9 PM sizalethulela ngokugcweleyo ukugcotshwa kukamongameli welizwe omutsha umnumzana Donald Trump. Khongozelani emsakazweni we-Studio 7 lasenkundleni ye-Facebook emakhasini ethu abalisa ele-VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona kanye lele-VOA Studio 7. Sizalethulela udaba lolu njalo ebulenjini kuma-websites ethu kumakheli alandelayo voaindebele.com, voashona.com laku-voazimbabwe.com. Lingakhohlwa ukusilandela njalo ku-VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel ukuze lithole indaba zethu ngokugcweleyo. Osephuma esikhondleni sikamongameli weMelika umnumzana Joe Biden wethule amazwi akhe okuvalelisa izolo kusihlwa, wasola kakhulu ukungenela kwabantu abanothileyo kwezombusazwe zeMelika esithi le yingozi ephazamisa umbuso okhululekileyo. UBiden uza kwehla embusweni esededela umongameli omutsha umnumzana Donald Trump ngomvulo. Untungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 usipha lolu daba.
Lanxa engababethanga ngamagama abantu laba, umongameli Biden ukhanya obekhuluma ngezinothi ezifana losomabhizimusi onothe ukwedlula umuntu wonke emhlabeni jikelele umnumzana Elon Musk. Yena osekele uTrump ngezigidi lezigidi zemali emkhankasweni wokhetho lwanyakenye.
The dangerous concentration of power in the hands of a very few ultra wealthy people.
Kuyingozi ukufaka amandla ezandleni zabantu abalutshwana abanothileyo. Nxa bengafekelanga imigoqo, balakho ukuphatha umbuso obutshapha. Ngikhuluma nje luyagxila udubo lwezinothi esezilamandla kwezombusazwe eMelika.
Umongameli Biden uchodoze njalo amankampani enkundla zokuxhumana afana leFacebook ngokumisa inhlelo zokuvimba imbiko yamanga ethulwa enkundleni lezi sithi iqiniso kumele liqakathekiswe ngaso sonke isikhathi ukuze kuvikelwe umphakathi.
The free press is crumbling. Editors are disappearing.
Ukwethula kwezindaba ngokukhululekileyo kuyachabalala. Abahleli bayanyamalala. Iqiniso selivalwa ngamanga ngenxa yokufuna amandla lenzuzo.
UBiden ukhulume njalo ngenhlelo zentuthuko athi ziqhutshwe nguhulumende wakhe ngemva kokungena embusweni ngo-2021. Inhlelo lezi zigoqela ukwakha izakhiwo ezintsha, ukuvuselela umnotho, ukuqeda umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kanye lokulwisana lokuguquka komkhathi. Kumbiko owehlukileyo izolo njalo, uBiden wazise ukuthi ele-Israel labeqembu le-Hamas sebevumelene ukubeka izikhali phansi eGaza lokukhulula izibotshwa kanye lalabo abathunjiweyo. Sithi uhulumende wakhe udlale indima enkulu ekuqedeni limpi. Uthe uhulumende wakhe unikeze uTrump imininingwane yonke ephathelane lalesi sivumelwano njengomongameli weMelika omutsha ozaqala umsebenzi ngomvulo. Kodwa uTrump laye wethule umbiko esithi nguye odale ukuthi abeHamas labe-Israyeli bavumelane. Sibuze olandela ezombusazwe zeMelika umnumzana Tim Moringayi ukuthi ngubani phakathi kwababili laba omele athole imiklomelo ngalolu daba.
Umnumzana Biden waqala kudala ukuthi azame ukuthi kube le peace khona ngale Israel. So ukungenela kukamongameli Trump ongenayo next week lapha ube khulume emsakazweni the past week esithi ma kungela ceasefire or ukukhulumelana le Hamas ubezayiqeda du. So labo babona ukuthi hayi umuntu lo ongenayo unomzana Trump ungathiwa vele uzayenza lokhu akukhuluma khona. So mina mbona ngathiwa they both deserve the credit.
Umongameli Biden usuka nje embusweni ngomvulo ngemva kokuphatheka kwezombusazwe okweminyaka edlula engamachumi amahlanu 50 years. Wadonsa iminyaka emide elilunga ledale le-Senate. Olandela ezombusazwe umnumzana Dan Moyo uthi kunengi uBiden azakhunjulwa ngakho nguzulu weMelika kanye lomhlaba jikelele.
Abantu bazokhangela ukuthi umnumzana uBiden ungene ngesikhathi lapho ilizwe le-America beseliluze i-confidence kwamanye amazwe internationally. Ngoba siyakhumbula ukuthi umnumzana uTrump wayesekhiphe i-America kuma-treaty afana labo Paris Climate adila ngeze-climate change. Okunye abantu abazomkhumbula ngakho, I think yikho khona lokhu ukuthi uzamile kakhulu ukuthi alethe ukuzwisisana esingathi apromote i-democracy e-America.
UBiden ugqibe umbiko wakhe ngokubonga abantu beMelika ngethuba lokukhokhela abamupha lona. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseWashington, yimi uNtungamile Nkomo.
Sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Abakuhlangothi olubona ukuhlenga uzulu olwe-Palestinian Civil Emergency Service bathi ele-Israel libhombe eGaza ebusuku labulala abantu abafika amachuma esikhombisa phakathi kwamahola ambala kulotshelwane isivumelano sokubeka phansi izikhali empini yelizwe leli le-Hamas. Ibutho lakwele-Israel lithi selihlolisisa udaba lolo. Abaphikisayo baqhubekela phambili betshengisela emigwaqweni kwele-Mozambique kulandela ukugcotshwa kukamongameli Daniel Chapo okuthiwa ibandla lakhe ele-Frelimo laqibezela kukhetho olwaqhutshwa ngomfumfu nyakeni. Uhulumende uthi kukhangelelwe ukuba uhlelo lokuhlolisisa umbhuqazi wegugurawundi eMathabeleland oluzaphathwa zinduna njalo luphansi kukamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa luzaqala kunyanga ezayo. Loba kunjalo baningi abachothoza imizamo kahulumende yokupholisa abanxeba abantu abalezihlobo ezabulawa ngesikhathi sombhuqazo lo eZimbabwe. EleZimbabwe lisanda ukuthola uzibuse. Kubika uNgqwele Dube.
Induna ekhokhela uhlelo lolu umtshana Khumalo uchasisa ngokukhangelelwe ukuba kuza kwenziwa ngonhlolanja.
Kuyavela sibili sizama ukuhlanganisa izinto ukuthi aluba kusenzakala siqalise kunyanga ezayo ukuthi siyefika ebantwini. Yona le viki ekupheleni kwayo nje izaphela, sizabe sihlangene sibe sithe ekupheleni kukaJanuwari sibone ukuthi sekuhambe kanganani. Ikakhulu silungiselela ama-ofisa azaba ku-province ukwenzela ukuthi kuhlanganiswe wonke ama-province omabili endaweni eyodwa.
Loba nje uhulumende eqhubeka ngalolu hlelo kulabanye abathi impumelo yalo kayisoze ithakazelelwe nguZulu. Omunye wabalombono lo ngumnumzana Mehluli Ndlovu wayekhezi.
Into le sibone ngani yinto yokudlala nje ukulibazisa abantu nje ukuthi aba. It's just like buying time. Ngiyakubona land kokuinto kangkona lokho. And futhi kathesi kulabantu abalahlekela izinto zabo eziningi kakhulu. Abantwana badubeka, akula ma birth certificate, akulani. Uyabona, le mali zabantu zalahleka emabhanki.
Umnumzana Mlandu Ncube ohlala eCholocholaye uyalusula uhlelo lolu.
Sibone ngani indlela oluphathwa ngayo alisoze luphuthe kahle. Ngoba akulocacayo ukuthi kuzenzakalani ukuthi njengoba sizahamba siyekhuluma izindaba zethu khonapho ezihlahleni lezo kabe kubize khona izinduna i-guarantee yokuthi sizaba secure thina esiyabe sikhulumile okwenzakalayo asilayo. Njalo okwesibili akukhulunywa ukuthi kwenzelwani.
Umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo okhokhela inhlanganiso elelwa ilungelo loluntu ibhetshu likaZulu uthi kayiqondanga indlela okuqhutshwa ngayo uhlelo lolu.
Kulani yebo izaqalisa kodwa kamboni ukuthi izabe iyiprocess eyiyo ekhanya efitha kuma standard ayi aka victim. Bona ngazathi iprocess emanipulatwa ngu-perpetrator. O-victim akuchoyo bayatsho ukuthi bafisa ukuthi ngabe ibanjwa kanje kodwa kambona ukuthi kuyaqakathekiswa. So konke khona kuyabe kukutshengisa ukuthi iprocess leyi ingaziyenzakale kayisoze i-address udaba lolo kodwa kuqalise.
Obona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko kubandla lezanu-PF umnumzana Farai Marapira uthi bazimisela ukuvezela uZulu impumela yenhlolisiso yombhuqazwe wegugurawundi.
Without public disclosure, there is no national closure. So the whole, according to the president, the whole intention of the exercise is to bring closure and to foster unity.
Ngeke kube lokuthola uma impumela yohlelo lolu lungavezwanga emphakathini. Umongameli wathi kufose kube lokuthola lokubambana elizweni njalo lokhu kungenzeka indaba ingabanjwa ngendlela okufuthisa umuntu wonke. Sifuna abantu beZimbabwe bebambane.
Owalwa impi yenkululeko ekuviyo leZipra umnumzana Caspar Sibanda uyakulandula lokhu.
Into le ifuze ukuthi involve iZipra ngezapha because iba bahlukumuziwayo. So na bathatha izinduna betshiyela abaye ama-parties ayiwo ayedingwa ayebulawa igugurawundi bengekho phakathi kuyahlupha kakhulu. Ambona ukuthi mina ngikwami umbona ukuthi kungasebenza ngoba thina yithi ama-victims.
Kwake kwenziwa inhlolisiso yombhuqazwe wegugurawundi ikhomishini ekhokhelwa ligqwetha elizimeleyo umnumzana Simplicius Jambakwe engazange ivezelwe uZulu. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo nginguNgqwele Dube.
Lamhlanje kuhlandla lethu lengxoxo mpikiswano sihlaziya udaba lokuthi kulabanye abakuzana PF lamanye amabandla aphikisayo abalokhu bekhankasela ukuthi kuguqulwe isekelo sombuso ukwenzela ukwengezelela umbuso kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lanxa ihlandla lakhe lesibili liphela ngo-2024. Sixoxa lomnumzana Mqondisi Moyo, umholi webandla leMthwakazi Republic Party, endawonye lomnumzana Innocent Ndivali, ohola ele Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe. Mnumzana Ndivali usungula lingxoxo ngomzekeliso ukuthi kuqathekile ukuba amabandla aphikisayo asebenzele ndawonye lelibusayo ekuthuthukiseni ilizwe.
Angiboni ulohlupho lokuthi ubaba uChabangu evakatshele upresident ezefika lemasimini kapresident. Upresident asiye president weZANU-PF, ngupresident weZimbabwe. So any opposition leader, including myself, sile right to go and meet the president. And I believe ukuthi vele we must normalize ama meetings lawa ama leaders awe opposition ukuze ehlangane lo president bembikele lokho abambikela khona. Ngibe sengikhuluma ngendaba ye term limit lay, as long as ama processes wonke ezalandelwa akutsho ukuthi I constitution angeke yatshintshwa. Amazwi amaningi ala ma term limits, we've seen in the past since sistadekile ukuthi siyahamba kuma elections kungela ama reforms. Ezinye izinto ezinjenge economic development, instability yelizwe, loku mekinga sure ukuthi those who have settled in various parts of the country, these things are formalized. So by postponing or even extending i-term ka-president, given ukuthi he has started into eziningi.
Mnumzana Moyo, njengebandla le-MRP liyakusekela yini ukuthi aqhubeke umongameli Mnanga?
Asikusekeli lokho thina si-MRP. Ngokokuqala, kuma-initial stages of i-constitution making yeZimbabwe, was there around 2010 kuma initial stages siya trainer eHarare under Kopak loba ngcosha eteleta stage. So ezinye zezinto ezancindezelwa ku constitution ekhona elizweni elizwa ekhona ezana ukuthi the sitting president kumele ahlale for 2 terms. Ngiyadabuka nxa ngisizwa umfowethu Ndivali, indoda engangithembe kangaka emuva lesise sonke kuzapho, esengani yena ukhulumela iZANU PF. Ngiyakhangela futhi le ndaba sengezo oqale ngayo konke okungakhulunywa ngale yinto ezi stage managed. Ngeke ufike ngale ukhulume ngaye umuntu okubize emzini wakhe umcastigate. Anyone opposa uhulumende uyabotshwa, uyahlukunyezwa.
Sesibuya kuweke mnumzana Ndivali, uthini ngamazwi kamnumzana Moyo?
Ubaba Umoyo is assuming ukuthi wonke umuntu ohlangana lo president in whatever platform kumele emcastigate. Sometimes we must be able to talk more, engage more, even as ama political leaders. So uba kuchabangwe into ayenzileyo le, it is more or less like an icebreaker. Mina as a leader of EFF, I can meet the president any day, but it doesn't mean ukuthi I'm a member of ZANU-PF. Wena comrade Moyo, kufuze unikwe opportunity uyehlangana lo president wakho, umtshele zonezi zikhalazo ozifunayo ngokuthi iZimbabwe kumele iqunywe. Okwama terms lokho, we must forget about them. Nxa umuntu ebelieva, thina njengama-socialist from this left, we do not believe in term limits. That's why you want comrade Malema can serve as many years as he can.
Ungasigqibela lingxoxo mnumzana Moyo.
Ya ngiqhubeka ngisiba disappointed dadewethu ngomfowethu uNdivali, ngoba bekukuhle ukuthi ngabe uhle abe yi-extension yeZANU PF.
Mana aqhubeke mnumzana Ndivali.
Let me talk Ndivali, awusoze ungitshele ukukhuluma. This is a political discussion. So I've got a right to respond the way I want, because I OED angeka khulume ngokushona la izwa kwemathebelele nje sithathele umhlabathi ngama mine konke okuthethwa ngamashona ama teachers ezikolo kwazi waxotsha wa suspender u MP wakhe ebubi laphana uSibanda emashona lendi le kwaxotsha iNdebele u teacher ay secondary kuzange kube indaba zalutho. So ukuthi mina njone ngiqalisa ukuthwana ngani mina nya hero worship emashona ukhulumeni igama wathi president wami, ngifuna ukumkhonjisa futhi aso president wami ngu president wakhe. Mina ngina president owabulala abantu bakithi abayedlula 40,000. Angila president okhoze iclosure of ama industries kobulawayo. Angila president oyehluleka ukunika abantu abafana nayo ama equal opportunities of employment and business. Uyakhohlwa ukuthi iZANU PF ile 2/3 majority kaJese parliament. Yena ukhuluma outside parliament undibale EFF yakhe. Uzokulungisa ama reforms la engapi. IZAC AU erana ama elections. It's another arm iZANU PF. Yikubona iZANU PF ingaphumi. iZANU PF ayikazwini ama elections from 1980 up to this date. So ama reform angaze kwa postpone nge 50 years. Mina nqa ngizaphila I can bet lo ndibale. Akula ZANU ezophuma esikhundleni bazimisele ukuthi babe one party state.
Lo ngumnumzana Mqondisi Moyo, umholi weMthwakazi Republic Party, obexoxa endawonye lo mnumzana Innocent Ndibali okhokhela i-EFF Zimbabwe, ebelo sithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7. Sokuyisikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu, lina balaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Zingilele njalo la ku 2025 City Happy New Year basakaza abahle. Zingilele lonke mazibabu amahle. Sithemba ukuthi lingene kahle enyakeni omutsha. Njalo siyakuqhubeka ukukhulekela ilizwe lakithi ukuthi mhlawumbe inkosi ingasihawukela. Kulunge abantu babuyele bayisebenzele emakhaya abo ngoba ngethemba ukuthi baningi kakhulu abangasayithandi le mpilo yokwakha imizwe bengahlali kuyo. Umuntu akho umuzi aqhubeke siyasebenza kwelinye ilizwe. Azazafe umuzi lowo yakhile engakuhlalanga. So impilo ebuhlungu kakhulu leyo. Ngiyabonga ngumasenga lakho ngokobulawayo iphumule emadonkini.
Siphingele studio 7 sabonga umsebenzi. Sidane futhi kakhulu ukuthi sizwe abantu beZANU besafisa ukuthi uMnangagwa ahlale donke iziphuma umgondo. Bonke laba basengezochabango othokozane khuphi vele ababa ngabathengisi sukela kudala. Abangahlukene nomuntu othwele ngoba umuntu uma ezafuna ukudla yena kamnandi edayisa abafowabo edayisa izwe sakhe sonke ngalandaba yokuthi abantu bahlupheka kanjani vele kufana nokuthi uyabe ngumthakathi. IZANU PF ukuthi bayixhasele ukuthi buseleni angazi. Ingane njengamanje esikoleni azikwazi ukuya, abazali abasebenzi, imali yeschool fees manje. Ngesikhathi kusabe usumgabi ischool fees bese iaffordable konke umuntu. That's why abantu beZimbabwe abaningi kuthiwa bafundile. Bafundiswa ngumgabi. OMnangagwa bathatha umqondo kamgabe ngendlela engayisiyo. Umgabi wayesalele embusweni kodwa wayekwazi ukuhlakanipha. Bona balele umbuso ukuthi bafuna ukwenzani. And into abayikhiphela umgabe kuyini.
Salibonani zihlobo zami, salibonani bantu bakithi. Ubuhlungu lokho esikuzwayo okwenza kwa ngokochabango. Abalokhu besese nesifiso sokuthi uMnangagwa aqhubeke busa. Thina abanye sibone lokuthi naleyo i-5 years le is too much ukuthi lo muntu ebelokhu esesikhundleni. Ngendlela esibona ngikhona ilizwe lichabalala. Ilizwe liyachabalala, abantu bayaphuma elizweni ochaba ngabanandaba. Bona bajabulela nje khona lokhu ukuthi bayathola imali le abayithola kuMnangagwa. Ukuthi izwe limenjani ngapha kuboni lokhu. Yazi ezinye inkokheli zinkokheli nje kuphela ezingaboniyo nje. Ezidonswayo nje.
Hayi khona abantu uSmith kumele bembonge ngalokhu akushiyayo. Ube akuso Smith ngempela kube asazi ukuthi abantu bakupha abantu baphila ngayo. USmith kumele simbonge ngempela ngoba hayi laba bezangukhipha. Abantu laba bayihlulekile. Ezizihluleki ezingakwazi, ezehluleka lokuzenwaya, zisala ziqamba amanga kuphela. Amadamu ongagcibilekile manje. Izikole zathiwa nguSmith manje zifile ziphelile, le mduli ziwela abantwana bethu. Imigwaqo itara liphelile, bahlo kufaka itara emgwaqweni. Izibhedlela zonke azila mithi, azila mbheda.
Studio 7 ninjani labasakazi? Hayi, siziphilele, siziphilele thina. Hayi sibona indaba ezinhle lesethulela zona lapha hayi ezilohlonze indaba zakithi. Hayi bengisacela ukubuza nje ukuthi kanti uChris Gande sowaya ngapha Chris Gande ngabe sowaya ngapha Chris Gande hayi samgcina kudala.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imibono yabo. Lingakhohlwa liyalandela uhlelo leLive Talk kuhlelo labesifazane asihluzeni bomama sixoxa ngomlilo ovuthayo eCalifornia khonapha eMelika. Oka namhlanje muli eZimbabwe sesichaye kwazwela siligqiba lapha uhlelo lethu olivalelisayo ngudaba kancube ngesithi lilale lingakhohlwa ukusilandela ku VOA Indebele WhatsApp channel.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.